Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 to 30. They read, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." Jesus is talking about the impossible, surely. Has he gone mad? How can any person keep this command? Adultery, okay, but lust? We're all hot-blooded people, are we not? And what is all this talk of cutting off body parts? Can we make sense of such an extreme teaching? Well, let's go back to the source to begin with. Jesus is referring to the seventh commandment, "You shall not commit adultery." That's Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. And he also seems to be tying together the seventh and tenth commandments, adultery and covetousness. He takes it deeper than just the act, which was God's intent all along. Our purity and transformation of heart is at stake here. Simple adherence to a rule of not committing physical adultery should not fill us with pride. Jesus is saying something here that is in stark contrast to the direction in which our world is moving. Adultery is becoming more acceptable, as is lust. But Jesus would drag us in the opposite direction. It strikes me that we preach about adultery as a sin to the world, but about lust as a sin to the church. But are not both condemned for both the world and the kingdom? Jesus' stand on lust should be preached to the world as well as to the church, and his stand on adultery to the church as well as to the world. Jesus is not a killjoy prohibiting the normal attraction which exists between men and women, but he is clear that deep-seated lust which consumes and devours, which in imagination attacks and rapes, which mentally contemplates and commits adultery, is a perversion of what God intended. One of the early church fathers, Origen, castrated himself as a result of reading these commands. I am not sure that such a literal interpretation was envisaged by Jesus. The real issue is honesty. If we are honest, we are reminded of our poverty of spirit that drives us to God for strength. A literal interpretation of this command is not appropriate, because obeying it, would simply not solve the problem. A blinded person is perfectly capable of lust. The point is to be severe with our sin. As someone said, we must not pamper it, flirt with it, enjoy nibbling a little of it around the edges. We are to hate it, crush it, dig it out. Well, cut it off, cut it out. Well, let's allow Jesus to purify our hearts, and then the sinful actions will not be such a problem. Well, next time we'll go on to look at the next part of his teaching here in Matthew chapter 5. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.